Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego flexibility contributes to difficulty in resolving conflicts, arguments, or disagreements in a healthy manner. The kinds of conflicts, arguments, and disagreements that take place in daily life involving friends and family, acquaintances and strangers, co-workers and employers, conflicts involving significant or important matters, as well as those involving small, petty, or insignificant things. In fact, the more frequently these kinds of fights and arguments take place over little things, the more reflective they are of ego energy issues. Unfortunately, the conflicts taking place are often poorly resolved, or never resolved, for those with unhealthy ego energy, creating lots of distance and destructiveness in many of the closest relationships people experience, and blocking the opportunity for people to move on and experience the better things that can happen in the relationship. This is why I consider it to be one of the important areas of life, that is, the ability to effectively participate within and resolve conflict. So much healthy living is missed or lost when conflicts are poorly or never resolved. They're never over or never done with. And we're seeing this difficulty playing out on a societal level in the polarity in this country and tribalism, which is reflective of a collective ego stupidity, even though those participating in it are smart, spiritual, and mentally stable people. I'll be looking at this difficulty in resolving conflict in this and my other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on resolving conflict, which again, during our program today, we'll look at the impact of higher ego flexibility on the poor resolution of conflict. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy affecting relationships with our family, friends, and co-workers, and even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths, truths we need to hear even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego flexibility has on the way a person deals with conflict, and how being overly flexible, gullible, and naive often leads to the failure to be involved in necessary or healthy conflicts involving fights, arguments, or disagreements. As a quick reminder, people with higher ego flexibility have a very open and flexible mind and are easily influenced by others to think the way they're thinking. These are the kinds of people who others can easily get to take on their beliefs, their attitudes, values, opinions, and prejudices. In some respects, these are people who allow others to think for them, even when they think they're thinking for themselves. It's interesting to note that many of the people who were participants in the Capitol riot and later arrested claimed that they were just thinking what others told them to think, that laid the foundation for their actions that day. Many of these people were living in the role of the loyalist, the cultist, and the puppet that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. People with higher ego flexibility often have difficulty looking for truth that exists within them. They spend more time looking for it elsewhere, in other people, particularly those they have come to admire and respect. Some of these other people can be rather charismatic. And some of these people may also supply important psychological rewards that we all need, that the higher ego flexibility person has difficulty giving to themselves. Rewards such as acceptance, trust, respect, and belonging. People with higher ego flexibility tend to be involved in fewer conflicts than necessary, and that's not a good thing. Some conflicts are healthy and necessary to promote learning and growth in the participants. People with higher flexibility have difficulty looking at the pros and cons of what others are telling them to think and healthily question what they are being told to think. They have trouble exercising a healthily skeptical mind that can look at things more deeply to get to the real truth of matters. They have the same basic problem that those with lower ego flexibility have, which is a weakened ability to tell the difference between beliefs and truth. And that weakens their ability to participate in meaningful conflicts in which they can learn and grow from themselves and others. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these very difficulties because there are 8 billion people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles that I mentioned earlier, such as the cultist, the loyalist, and the puppet, that I talk about again in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice, again, the mixture of your ego energy with your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when being confronted with conflict. And here is the first symptom. You think others are more intelligent or knowledgeable and able to understand the truth than you are. People with higher ego flexibility are readily second-guessing themselves when their ideas and opinions differ from others in a disagreement. Here are some questions that tie in with the symptom to see if it reflects where you may be coming from. Is it much easier to question or doubt yourself, including your ideas and beliefs, than others are? People with higher ego flexibility often question themselves much more readily and doubt themselves much more readily when it comes to considering their own ideas and beliefs than it might be those of others. Another question, do you have too much respect for what others think and too little respect for what you think? Again, people with higher ego flexibility demonstrate a level of respect that's different for what they're thinking is about and what others are thinking, and tending to think that others' ideas and beliefs and values are better than the ones that they may be living with or carrying around. Also, do you have a difficult time exercising and or growing your mind? Do you have a difficult time exercising and growing your mind? And to be a little more precise, what that means, are you able to actively engage in thinking? When I say actively engaging in thinking, I'm talking about when you hear or read something, do you question it? Do you have the ability to question it and look at it more deeply, or do you just readily take it on because somebody said it or it appears in a book or appears on television? Are you able to analyze, again, looking for the pluses or minuses, the strengths or weaknesses of what people are saying or talking about? When you think about each of these questions and the symptoms, does any of this sound familiar to you, for you, or say maybe somebody that you love? We'll go on to the next symptom. You find it difficult to believe you're right in a disagreement. You find it difficult to believe you're right, you're correct, you're more accurate when there is a disagreement. People with higher ego flexibility often experience a sense of being surprised when they may be right or and others are wrong in a disagreement. That goes back to some of the respect that they hold for what other people may be thinking versus what they tend to think. And so being proven right or shown to be right can be difficult in some respects because it doesn't comport to the attitude they may have about their thoughts and their beliefs when compared to those of others. Some questions for you to think about in regards to this symptom. Do you question the quality of your thinking because it's your thinking? Again, do you question the quality of your thinking because it's your thinking? People with higher ego flexibility, again, often look at their thinking as maybe second rate compared to that of others. Another question, do you need others to confirm that you're right, that you're correct? People with higher ego flexibility often want others or need others to confirm that their ideas are accurate and truthful or right before they can actually allow themselves to think the same thing. Another question, are you surprised to find out that you're as smart, if not smarter, than others may be? Are you surprised to find out that you're as smart, if not smarter, than others may be? Again, this gets into the attitudes we might hold about our intellect, our capacity to think. A little later, I'm going to say something about the need to practice that ability to work with our mind, to actively think with our mind as part of working in the direction of coming to know our truth. So people tend to think they may be less smart or than others are and are surprised to learn that maybe they actually have much more to offer than they think they had to offer. When you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I want to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. That is, you are overwhelmed by the conviction others have for their views and opinions in a disagreement. You're overwhelmed by the conviction. And when I say that, I'm talking about a lot of times the emotionality that the person is coming from. They're showing a lot of intense anger, perhaps, or forcefulness about what they're saying and what they're thinking. And for some with higher ego flexibility, that it creates a lot of impression of they must be truthful in what they're saying because they feel so strongly about it. People with higher ego flexibility often equate truthfulness of opinions with the amount of conviction displayed by those expressing them. So again, they often equate how accurate, how truthful the opinion is that people are expressing or sharing with them with the amount of conviction. Again, how strong they're saying it, how forcefully they're saying it, gives the person with higher ego flexibility the impression that there's something really truthful because they're so strong about it. They're saying it so strongly. So here are some questions connected to the symptom. Are you intimidated by people who are being intense and forceful? Again, emotionally intense, emotionally forceful. And people with higher ego flexibility are often intimidated by that emotion. Does an alarm go off in your head that says, hold on, let's take a closer look at what they're saying? You know, for me, or for now, it's important for me to raise a red flag. How strongly is this being said? And is it being said with any validity or truthfulness just because somebody is saying it so strongly? And one more question. Does their emotion open the door to your mind? Think of a person's emotion as almost like a key. And in some ways, if it's intense emotion or conviction, that in some ways that opens the door to your mind. When you think of these questions and the symptoms, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some reflections of ego stupidity connected to participation in conflict for those with higher ego flexibility. This is Dr. Nick You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on All Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and what is happening in a higher ego flexibility person's difficulties in participating within and resolving conflict. Some of these may seem odd or strange or weird, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher flexibility, it's often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, affecting their ability to participate within and resolve conflict due to their higher level of ego flexibility. It can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they're confronted with conflict. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the higher flexibility person is looking through to see what's taking place in their life when they're dealing with arguments, disagreements, and fights going on. And they're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people. Unfortunately, they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, higher ego flexibility energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity that's taking place. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting firstly of knowing what ego is and isn't, coming to understand that ego is an energy at work in their life, an energy that's intended to promote their survival. But unfortunately, when it's imbalanced, can often lead to unhealthy ways of living, including how they go about dealing with conflict. And also coming to understand some things about ego that are not true, that are often promoted in the literature. Some examples of what I call myths include the notion that ego can think, that it has an intellect, and that it has an awareness of itself and you and of God, which is not true in any case. Ego doesn't have a brain. It's an energy. It's not able to think. And also having an understanding that ego doesn't have any intentional qualities. It doesn't have a particular ability to form intentions for you that you yourself are able to form. But ego doesn't do that. So we need to have a foundation for understanding what ego is and isn't as a first step in the process of developing and experiencing ego medicine. The second contributor to ego medicine is tuning into your ego energy, coming to understand the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability that's operating in your ego energy. And this is something that you're not able to do on your own because this is a new area, a new territory that doesn't exist in the literature until I started writing about it. And across my books, my podcasts, which are available on my website, and also my actual website, Ego and Spirit, there's lots of information that you can work with to start to work on this tuning into process to get an idea of how much of ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability is operating within your ego energy. And then lastly, being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created. Again, ego did not create those things. A lot of literature suggests that they did, but they did. Ego did not. We created the kinds of thoughts that are working within our system that are truth disconnected, and working with replacing them with ideas and thoughts and beliefs that are truth connected and linked to both reality of a human and divine nature. And the next part of our show today will deal specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. They're the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher flexibility can often bring into their efforts to participate within or resolve conflicts. And here's the first one. When I think differently from others, I'm stupid, or less smart, or lacking in my intellect. People with higher ego flexibility often equate the differentness of their thought with deficiency. Again, something I've shared with you in talking about people with lower ego flexibility, that's a non-reality-based thought. Thinking differently doesn't mean one's thinking is deficient. Unfortunately, the person with higher ego flexibility often experiences this non-reality-based thought. In a way, people with higher flexibility don't spend a lot of time thinking for themselves. And that's part of perhaps what contributes to this questions they have about their intellectual capabilities and ability to develop ideas and participate in conflict where we have to share our thoughts and beliefs. They're often experiencing what I call a lot of borrowed thinking. That is, they are using somebody else's thoughts as if they were their own rather than really spending the time getting involved with what I call, and I think I referred to it earlier, as active thinking, really working with your mind. And this is ego stupidity that can often feed into additional ego stupidity that begins to happen, which includes, I need to think like others are thinking to be smart. I need to think like others are thinking to be smart. That's a non-reality-based thought that people with higher ego flexibility often get into. So they're willing to take on other people's ideas and beliefs and opinions and values in order to be intelligent, to be smart, or to be smarter than they already are, which is a non-reality-based thought. Another one is, I can't think for myself. The person with higher ego flexibility often gets caught up in this non-reality-based thought. They may not be completely aware that they're thinking this thought, but it's floating around within their ego space, their ego mind, as I refer to these things. And that's a non-reality-based thought. It's probably more accurate to say, I can think for myself, I just haven't been. But until then, they're continuing to think this non-reality-based thought, often related to the differentness of any ideas that they may have. Also, another non-reality-based thought is that people will think, I'm stupid for thinking differently. people will think I'm stupid for thinking differently. But that's really often not the case. People may respect you for the openness and thoughtfulness of what you have to share, and you're willing to express it. And that's the real reality of what's going on, more so than the idea that people concluding that somehow you're not smart because you think differently. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that different thinking is often a reflection of intelligence, and others may need to work on changing their thinking. So in a lot of conflicts, we kind of engage in this process of mutual exchange of ideas that can alter what we already know to come to a greater understanding for both ourselves and others. Until then, when you're thinking that when you think differently from others, that you're less intelligent, less smart, or even stupid, and all the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity. I need to look to other people to find out what is the truth. Well, that's not completely true. That's not necessarily a reality-based thought. As I've said earlier, sometimes it's about looking within and working on being able to actively think. People with higher ego flexibility often lean too much on others to do their thinking for them, which keeps them out of needed conflict. So this idea of avoiding thinking for yourself as a way of staying out of conflict is often at work. And that this is ego stupidity that can often feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which include that things will work out better if I think what others are thinking. Things will work out better. Maybe it's having to do directly with the conflict. If I just give in and go along and submit or defer to what other people are thinking rather than going with my thinking. And that's often not the case. Sometimes things get worse if we borrow other people's ideas and thoughts. Another thought, things will work out better if I don't think for myself. Things will work out better if I don't think for myself. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought, because in general, when we are living within our lives, it's going to be important for us to be able to think truly for ourselves and not just borrow the thinking of others. And also one more non-reality-based thought, I don't know anything worth knowing. Again, there's that disrespect for the quality of one's own intellect, often because people with higher ego flexibility haven't been actively thinking, working on using their mind. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you realize that there is as much truth to learn from within as there is within, as there is without, and it begins with becoming an active thinker. Again, being able to develop the ability to look at things more closely and question them and not just accepting them readily. One more reflection of ego stupidity. I can't teach others or have anything to offer when in a disagreement. I can't teach others. I have nothing to offer other people within a disagreement. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought that people with higher ego flexibility often get caught up in. In a way, people with higher ego flexibility often dumb themselves down, telling themselves that they're less intelligent than they actually often are. I think I remember experiencing that myself before I learned how to actively think and question things. I would readily accept something maybe I read or readily accept something I heard on television as being truth and not really questioning it as much as I should have. Some additional reflections of ego stupidity connected to this is that people wouldn't be interested in what I have to say. Again, that's you telling yourself that people might not be interested, and many times they often are, or that most people are smarter than I am. And the answer is the response to that is they're not smarter than you are. They are just more practiced in their ability to actively think. And also, another non-reality-based thought, I shouldn't speak up unless I know I'm absolutely 100% right. Again, another non-reality-based thought. We don't have to have 100% assuredness that what we're saying is right in order to express it. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you realize you often have as much and often more to offer than you do. But until then, when you're thinking that I can't teach others or have anything to offer when in this disagreement and all the rest, that's your ego making you stupid. Now I want to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first one. Your higher ego flexibility voice, that combination of your ego energy and your mind, is leading you to look down on your ideas and beliefs and to look at them as maybe ignorant or stupid or lacking in truth. It's leading you to lack belief in your ability to think for yourself, so you don't. And it's leading you to look for people who can and will think for you, and there are often many. It's leading you to miss the importance of participating in conflict as a means to growing your mind towards truth. And it's leading you to have too much respect for what others think and too little respect for what you think. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insights. Your higher ego flexibility voice, again, the mixture of your ego energy and mind, is leading you to seek the truth in others and not yourself. It's leading you to the illusion that truth can't be discovered by looking from within. So you don't. It stops you from looking inside of yourself and working with your mind and working with your thoughts. It's leading you to overestimate the amount of truth you're getting from others. So this intense respect, this greater respect for what others are thinking and believing and their values, and you're often overestimating what they're saying, not realizing that they're often confusing belief with truth in many cases. And it's preventing you from experiencing a healthy skepticism for what people are telling you, even those you respect. It's important to be healthily skeptical of what we're hearing, even with people we love and respect, to be able to look more deeply for the mistruths or half-truths or lies or inaccuracy that we all possess due to our human imperfection sometimes. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more insight before we go to our next break. Your higher ego flexibility voice, the blending of your ego energy and mind, is leading you to interpret the conviction people have for their positions in an argument as making them more valid or truthful than your own. I talked about this earlier, where people with higher ego flexibility are thrown or intimidated, overwhelmed by the emotion, the forcefulness that's coming forth from others. It's weakening your ability to appropriately question what you're being told to think. That ability to filter, to screen, this healthy flexibility that allows you to take a hard look at what people are telling you, that healthy skepticism. It's allowing you to let them get away with any attacks they may direct towards your ideas and to accept those attacks as valid based on their conviction alone, not on the accuracy of what they're saying, but simply based upon the conviction they are conveying. And it's also leading you to disqualify your positions if you're not coming at them with the same level of conviction. So if you're not acting as forcefully as they are, you tend to question yourself more readily than you would question them. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, OWN Times Radio, IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to participating in and resolving conflict. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within, that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is, within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of participating in and resolving the conflicts taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego flexibility, who are failing to be their divinity when involved in conflict. And we'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with conflict. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when being overly flexible, gullible, and naive weakens their efforts to participate in and resolve conflicts with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly participating in and resolving life's fights, arguments, and disagreements within healthy flexibility that is respectful of all, including oneself. When your higher ego flexibility and being too flexible prevents you from lovingly participating in and resolving all the conflicts that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is. We must bring unconditional love and acceptance for ourselves to the arguments and disagreements that occur with our family, our friends, and neighbors, so that we can speak our truth and not avoid its expression. When your higher ego flexibility and being too flexible weakens participating in life's conflicts with love, rather than deference, submission, and avoidance, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected and work with those with whom we are in conflict, so that we can learn and grow from each other. Within the opportunities that healthy conflict provides for all to speak their truth, when it is supported by unconditional love and self-acceptance. when your higher ego flexibility and excessive openness are burdening you with failure to freely use your mind while participating in life's inevitable conflicts, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must bring love into our conflicts so that our mind can be a full participant within the opportunities they provide to learn and grow from each other. When your higher flexibility and being too flexible are limiting the amount of love you can bring to participating in and managing conflicts, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The participation in conflict with unlimited love and acceptance for oneself will open the door to learning what must be learned by each participant and resolving them with growth, peace, and love, rather than becoming a prisoner of another's thoughts and beliefs. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with life's conflicts. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when failure to recognize their naivete and gullibility is leading them to dishonor and disrespect themselves by failing to fully participate in necessary conflicts. Your divinity involves recognizing, honoring, and respecting yourself, as well as others, while in conflict with them, so that you can meaningfully participate in and resolve the arguments and disagreements taking place, using your mind and ability to think. When your higher ego flexibility and excessive openness are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself, when failing to respectfully challenge and question the thoughts and beliefs of others with whom you're sharing conflict, you're not being the life God is. The lessening of your flexibility and openness will allow you to honor and respect your ideas and opinions, despite how much they may differ from those of others. When your higher ego flexibility and being too open-minded are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your own background and experiences while in conflict, you're not being the life God is. The lessening of your flexibility will allow you to honor and respect what your life's path has taught you, as well as others, even as you participate in conflict with them. When your higher flexibility and being too flexible are leading you to dishonor and disrespect with faulty notions of being unable to discover the truth from within the use of your mind, you're not being the life God is. The removal of your gullibility and naivete will allow you to honor and respect your ability to work with your mind in order to participate in and resolve conflicts. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any conflict can be resolved in learning and growth, peace, and love. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the conflicts, disagreements, and arguments life will bring. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego flexibility and excessive openness have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to participate in and resolve conflicts within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by being gullible and naive. Our divinity involves healing and transformation in which we are willing to work with and manage life's conflicts by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and others when it is not being obscured by consumption with seeking the truth only in what others are offering us and allowing them to think for us. It involves healing and transformation in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding from both within ourselves as well as others when in conflict that is unencumbered by the distortion that excessive flexibility often brings to dealing with conflicts in the light of truth. When higher ego flexibility and being too open-minded is keeping you at a distance from knowing truth and understanding about the mistruths, half-truths, and lies at work within conflicts, you're not being the energy God is in working with them. The removal of your intense openness will open the door to deeper truth and understanding in which you can question and learn more about the falsehoods you're being led to within conflict. When higher ego flexibility and excessive flexibility is keeping you from learning truth and understanding that you can get from within yourself, you're not being the energy God is. The lessening of your flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the wisdom you possess and that you can offer to others within conflict. When higher ego flexibility and gullibility is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the destructive impact your absence in conflict is having on yourself as well as others, you're not being the energy God is. The lessening of your flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the ways you have harmed yourself and others with failure to participate fully and meaningfully in necessary conflict when your participation is needed. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty working with life's conflicts, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and Is Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's as you go about healing your ego energy where needed in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.